You're listening to Valley Edition. I'm Joe Moore. School discipline has long been a hot issue in the Valley. A few years ago, the Kern High School District made headlines for the high number of suspensions and expulsions in the district. Then there was a lawsuit filed by the Dolores Huerta Foundation and other groups alleging the district was discriminating against students of color by suspending and expelling them at higher rates than white students. Eventually, the two parties settled, and part of the agreement was expansion of a program called PBIS, basically an alternative to suspension that allows students and others to work out their problems in a circle. Suspension and expulsion numbers wound up dropping dramatically, but some say it's gone too far, and that's where our next guest comes in. Harold Pierce, writing in the Bakersfield, Californian, reports that at least 10 teachers at Kern High School District campuses have been assaulted by students this year alone. Some say that number might even be higher. He joins us now to tell us more. Harold, welcome.
Hi, Joe. Thanks for having me.
Harold, the number that's in your report in the Californian really jumps off the page, at least 10 assaults this year. Do we have any idea if that is up or down from prior years? What's the context here?
It's unclear whether this is in line with other years at this point, but I think that if you talk to any teachers at all, they would say that one assault is way too many. And really, a lot of them, particularly at Bakersfield High School, are placing blame on this PBIS called Positive Behavioral Interventions and Supports. And basically, it's a program that it's really a systems approach is what they call it, where they try to curb poor behavior by trying to get at the root and address the issue. So if a student is acting out, they don't automatically give them a referral for willful defiance or anything like that. Instead, they go ahead and they put them in a room, they put them in what they call a restorative circle, they talk out the issue with whomever they might have wronged, and they create a path to go ahead and try to address that behavior moving forward. There's been a lot of proof this has helped in their districts, but teachers at BHS say that this is kind of having the opposite effect and that, in fact, students are really emboldened to go ahead and kind of flout the rules.
Now, there's a state law that has been implemented over willful defiant suspensions that's about to lapse, and that's a subject of the legislature right now. But this issue of willful defiant suspensions and PBIS, as I understand it, the policies in place right now would still allow for expulsions of students who committed violence in the classroom, correct?
Certainly,
so,
yes.
So the students who are doing that aren't being put in the circle.
No, those students are not being put in the circle. I think if they're assaulting teachers, typically that is certainly an expellable offense.
But the concern is that there's a progression of behavior, and that is especially at Bakersfield High right now the concern from your reporting.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. And you know, teachers blame the PBIS approach. Principals are really. They don't believe that's actually the case. And they're saying this has more to do with willful defiance going away than anything else. And a few years back, the state legislature decided to go ahead and take that away. You can no longer suspend or refer a student for willful defiance anymore. It used to be that if a kid would fall asleep in class or, you know, willfully defy a teacher's orders in any way, they could be suspended for that. And I think in part the reason why VHS's numbers and Kern High School District's numbers were so high is because the moment you got to 21 days of suspension in a single year, you were immediately expelled. So they've tried to curb that a lot. And I think what principals are saying is that teachers are very frustrated right now because they've had that tool taken away from them. They don't necessarily know how to better that behavior without being able to immediately remove a student from their class by giving them a willful defiant suspension.
Harold, you open your story telling us about one assault that took place on the campus of Bakersfield High School where a PE teacher was assaulted a little more than a year ago. What happened there? Give us an example of some of the conduct that you're reporting on here.
Yeah, what had happened with Terry Chapman is he was a PE teacher. And he had a student who tried to leave class early. Chapman tried to stop him, tried to tell him not to leave. That student cussed and swore at him. told me he was going to kick his effing you-know-what. And Chapman told me that he said, you don't need to speak to me that way. We can resolve this. The same way that PBI tells him that he should be responding to a student who's acting out in this way. And the response from that student was, come up to Chapman, punch him in the face, and then he tackled him to the ground. And what Chapman has told me is that PE teachers are really the ones who are dealing with the brunt of these issues, because typically what happens at BHS, he said, is when a student walks out of class, they don't feel like being there anymore, which happens on, you know, a weekly basis, at least a couple times, they'll go ahead and they'll go to the PE area because it's easy to blend in. There's a lot of kids already out there, and it's just kind of an easy way to get away from your classroom environment. That's what happened with Chapman. These are the particularly frustrating for PE teachers who are dealing with it kind of in larger numbers than just than any other classroom teacher.
So how about the implementation of this PBIS system since the settlement of this lawsuit? The system was already to some degree in place in Kern High School District campuses before that, right? How is it rolled out since then?
Yeah, it certainly was. Certain schools had it. DHS, I think, was the very first high school in the Kern High School District to begin implementing this. And what's really important to know about PBIS is this is not a 3-month implementation process. This is about a 3-year implementation process. It takes some time to get these systems in place and get kids, you know, used to this this behavioral approach. I'm not sure if it's necessarily changed since the lawsuit was settled, but I think that the perception has been that since the lawsuit went ahead and got settled, that things have changed. They haven't, in fact. But teachers are saying that because of that lawsuit, principals are more apprehensive to go about suspending and expelling students, particularly those of color.
So with concerns about classroom safety, teacher safety, what is the district doing? What's their response?
Yeah, it's unclear what kind of concrete response is going to come out of this from the district. They said they're going to be meeting with teacher leaders and trying to address their concerns moving forward. I know that the faculty members who were assaulted, Mr. Chapman certainly has gotten a mediator. He's not risen to the level of getting a lawyer. It's unclear at this point how involved the union is. I guess they're not very involved in this process. But what's interesting to note is that there are 10 teachers who have been assaulted that are on record. Kern High School District Trustee Mike Williams said that if that's the number that are on record, he's willing to bet there's many more that have gone unreported. I don't know where he's gathering those figures from, but he's a trustee in that district, and you know, I get the sense that he probably knows better than we do the number of assaults and disciplinary issues happening there.
Again, we're talking with Harold Pierce of the Bakersfield, Californian today. Are there legal ramifications for the district in this? We talked about the lawsuit that was filed over alleged discrimination and disproportionate suspensions and expulsions of minority students. What about any potential legal liability from the teacher side?
Yeah, I think you're absolutely right, Joe. I think the district kind of got themselves between a rock and a hard place right now. You know, it was a few years ago that they were expelling students at these record numbers, and they got themselves sued on behalf of students. And they went ahead and they addressed the issue, and now they're having, you know, students who are assaulting teachers. And teachers are now saying that this is a hostile work environment. They're scared to come to class. You know, Chapman had to go to the hospital after he was assaulted. He had a bad knee already, and that particular situation where he was tackled to the ground exacerbated it, he had said. So at this point, the teachers are saying that the district is in violation of their union agreement to ensure a safe workplace. How far it will go from here is unclear. I get the impression they're trying to resolve this without getting into any kind of legal ramifications.
Fascinating story, and you can read it online at Bakersfield.com and in the print edition of the Bakersfield Californian. Harold Pierce reporting on a new wave of assaults against teachers from students at campuses in the Kern High School District. At least 10 teachers assaulted by students this year, according to Harold's reporting, and the problem extends beyond that as well. Harold, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thanks for having me, Joe.